Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Round River Rendezvous ends with action in Portland and Olympia, and a new tree sit in Oregon. Earth First activists ended a week of workshops and celebrations on Quartz Creek Butte in Washington's Gifford Pinchot National Forest with actions at two different sites. Some activists went south last Monday for a demonstration on the 19th floor of a downtown Portland building at 200 Southwest Market Street against the Umpqua Holdings Company, associated with the Umpqua Bank and Roseburg Forest Products, a major Oregon forest killer. About 60 protesters forced the closure of the building, with a number of business-suited activists invading the Umpqua Holdings Company offices and chaining themselves to the office doors on the 19th floor. Other activists occupied the lobby where the Infernal Noise Brigade, a marching band from Seattle, played for the crowd. Police were thwarted because the elevators and stairwells were shut down to keep protesters on the ground floors, so they engaged in a brutal pepper spray attack against the marching band and tackled several members without warning, arresting four of them. The protest snarled traffic in downtown Portland during the lunch hour. After several hours, the activists vacated the building with no further arrests. The Infernal Noise Brigade then went on a march around downtown Portland, playing their unique sounds for the Stumptown residents. Other Earth First activists went north to Olympia, Washington last Monday to protest against a natural gas pipeline that is slated across many natural areas. Some of the activists chained themselves to drilling machinery, and nine of the pipeline protesters were arrested in rural Thurston County. A contractor for Tulsa, Oklahoma-based Williams Companies planned to use the large hydraulic drilling machine to tunnel under the Black River. About 40 protesters, many of them members of the loosely knit Cascadia Defense Network, assembled near the equipment early Monday before pipeline workers arrived. Area homeowners, farmers, and environmentalists have opposed the 49-mile pipeline, saying they're concerned it might damage the Black River, its salmon, and other species. "You can't drill underneath a sensitive wetland area without disturbing it," said Lisa Schoenberg, an environmentalist from Olympia. The pipeline between Rainier and Satsop is scheduled to be completed in September. It will deliver natural gas to a 650-megawatt power plant being built by Duke Energy. Last Wednesday, activists began living in a platform suspended from trees slated for sale later this month. The tree sit on the Solo timber sale in the Mount Hood National Forest is part of a larger protest in the Oak Grove watershed organized by the Cascadia Forest Alliance. The platform can hold anywhere from 1 to 4 people, said Sarah Wald, a volunteer for the alliance. Tree sitters are supported by about 15 activists who have been living in a nearby base camp since July 1st in hopes of preventing the sale and eventual harvest of the 157-acre plot. Those campers are also monitoring 4 other timber sales in the watershed that could be logged this summer, Wald said. The protest comes just 3 months after U.S. Forest Service canceled the Eagle Creek timber sale, also in the Mount Hood National Forest. It also comes after tree sitter Beth O'Brien, aged 22, died April 12th when she fell 150 feet from her aerial perch at Eagle Creek. This new tree sit will be called Whorehound in honor of O'Brien, who used that tag as her forest name, Wald said. Wald said the activists object to the Solo timber sale because it contains 300 to 400-year-old Douglas fir trees, as well as very large and rare Pacific yew trees. In addition, the watershed flows into the Clackamas River, which provides drinking water for 185,000 Portland-area residents. A rare species of lichen, commonly called old-growth specklebelly, has also been discovered growing on some yew trees included in the sale, she said. The Forest Service has created a 1-acre buffer around the lichen, Wald said, but the protesters want the agency to put the entire sale on hold until a more complete survey can be done for the plant. "It's a very rare lichen," she said. "We think it's very important that the Forest Service hold off on this sale until they do those additional surveys." Activists have promised more protests in the weeks to come as the summer timber harvest season sets in. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy,